Broadcasting from Cradio HQ, this is The Rush Hour with Jason Rushton.
Welcome to your Catholic Current Affairs update for Monday, the 6th of December. On Friday, the Pope's preacher, Father Renero Cantalamessa, delivered the first of his three Advent reflections. The reflections are designed to single out some of the obstacles that make particular countries immune to the evangelical message. The talk he gave on Friday was titled The Christian Answer to Atheist Scientism. H2O News explains.
No to atheistic scientism, yes to science. This was the subject of an Advent homily this morning at the Vatican by Capuchin Friar Raniero Cantalamessa. He was addressing the Holy Father in the Redemptorist Martyr Chapel of the Apostolic Palace. Examining the reasons for atheism expressed by part of the scientific world, the papal preacher said that it is more necessary than ever to work for the new evangelization in the face of new challenges coming from the denial of God's presence in life and in the history of man. Christmas, he said, is an occasion to repeat the reality of the mystery of the Incarnation, reaffirmed by the Church with an uninterrupted faith in God the Creator.
The Pope has praised Costa Rica for its example in considering alternatives to pro-abortion legislation when he received the country's new ambassador at the Vatican on Friday.
From faith we must draw the strength to work against poverty, for the common good and for social justice. The Pope reiterated this in a speech to the ambassador of Costa Rica, who presented his credentials at the Vatican today. Public authorities, the Pope said, must work to strengthen the moral basis of freedom and the sense of responsibility of every citizen. And they can do so, he said, if they clarify the principles of the natural law that give particular force to the themes of dignity and the inviolability of life. This is clearly recognized in the laws of Costa Rica, the Pope said, and he praised the country for its example in considering an alternative to pro-abortion legislation.
And by the way, the Holy Father's general prayer intention for December is that our personal experience of suffering may be an occasion for better understanding the situation of unease and pain, which is the lot of many people who are alone, sick, or aged, and stir us all to give them generous help. And his mission intention is that the peoples of the earth may open their doors to Christ and to his gospel of peace, brotherhood, and justice. A hardline Pakistani Muslim cleric Friday offered a reward for anyone who kills a Christian woman sentenced to death by a court on charges of insulting Islam. The sentence against Asia Bibi has renewed debate about Pakistan's blasphemy law, which critics say is used to persecute religious minorities. Non-Muslim minorities account for roughly 4% of Pakistan's 170 million citizens. Maulana Yusuf Qureshi, the imam of a major mosque in the northwestern city of Peshawar, offered a $5,800 reward and warned the government against any move to abolish or change the blasphemy law. And this year is the 500th anniversary of the death of St. Francis Borgia, the third Superior General of the Society of Jesus. This short profile from Rome Reports features the voice of the Mayor of Gandia, Antonio Dura.
This year marks the 500th anniversary of the death of Jesuit St. Francis Borgia. A high-ranking Jesuit lived his life in Spain and Italy. He was the son of the Duke of Gandia and the grandson of Pope Alexander VI. At age 18, he was sent to the court of his cousin, Charles V, the Emperor of the Holy Roman Empire, also known as King Charles I of Spain. 1 year later, he married a Portuguese noblewoman named Eleonor de Castro and had 8 children. When he was 29 years old, he was made Viceroy of Catalonia. In 1543, he inherited the title Duke of Gandia after the death of his father.
He inherited the Duchy of Gandia very early, because his father, the Duke Juan, was the third duke to die very young. He then had to take care of the Duchy of Gandia.
He fortified Gandia, constructed a Dominican convent, and restored the city's hospital. When his wife died in 1543, his life took on an interesting twist. He began to practice the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius and took his vows in secret in order to join the Society of Jesus. In 1550, when all his children had grown up, he moved to Rome. There he met St. Ignatius of Loyola, and he later worked on expanding the Jesuit order. That year he became a priest to give of himself totally.
He gave up everything. He even passed up offers from the papacy to be a cardinal and also to be considered for pope. He is a very interesting figure in history and very important.
In 1556, they elected him Superior General of the Society of Jesus. From this moment until his death 16 years later, he succeeded in building two Roman churches, and he founded the Jesuits' first university, the Roman College. It was a life that began in the riches of the royal court and ended humbly with his giving up all of power and wealth.
And that's all for today's program. Thanks for listening. God bless.